Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, welcome in. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here. Rob Long's off today. It's a Big Bad Morning Show. We've been talking Ravens. Some people were wanting, you know, an offensive lineman to come here in a trade. Where would you, you know, where can you improve along that offensive line? A lot of people pointed to guard spots, but saying this has kind of been, hasn't been a great year for anyone across the board. I mean, Ronnie Stanley's Ronnie Stanley, but I think you hold him to a higher standard because he's a left tackle. Rosengarten, I think there are some aspects of each one of these guys you can go, oh, I like him in run blocking, but I don't like him in pass blocking. And it's the exact opposite for Falele, where you go, yeah, I like him in pass blocking, but why can't this guy figure out run blocking? Why is he whiffing against the guy that's right in front of him?
Yeah. You know, like they've gotten to be, I would say that'd be, you know, so negative, but that's grading poorly. But it's worse than that. You know, sometimes they'll grade out well or poorly, and you don't know it because you don't really add, you know, listen, we don't do what McKusick does. No, nobody in the show does that. And he does an in-depth, you know, play-by-play every position. I mean, it's a real labor. So he'll point stuff out. But when you can see it yourself,
yeah,
and the eyes say, whoa, our offensive line are being pushed backwards. They're not turning. Like, there's nowhere, you know, when you're running back, they teach you to run off the number, the back, you know, the numbers of the offensive lineman. He's supposed to, you know, drive, turn a little bit, and then you go, you know, you break off whatever way, you know, between him and opening.
Yeah.
He's supposed to get between you and the defense. They're not turning people. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
And you make life difficult for Derrick Henry, too, right? Like, the simple fact that you're talking about a guy that likes to get downhill. We brought this up yesterday, talked in length about Derrick Henry, the type of success that he can have and everything like that, but some of the struggles down near the goal line and why they haven't been punching him in consistently. What is going on with YouTube? What did I miss? Something happened. Joe, are you okay? Ed, are you okay?
Yeah.
It's the other thing that you guys will start to notice if you're watching on video is that we can talk in each other's ears where only the other person can hear them, and Joe can, like the voice of God, because you can't see his face, he can talk in our ears. That's why sometimes when Joe is talking to us and I don't know if he's saying it in my ear on the air, you might hear me answer a question from him. And then I go, oh, is he just saying that to me? So I probably sound like an idiot more times than I planned on a daily basis. But yeah, I mean, look, this is the offensive line you have. I don't know that there's any wholesale changes coming unless, you know, you kick the tires on something that's out. There's still some players that are out there. There might be some guys that asked for their release, and I mean, that would have been better if
I thought Noteboom would have been a decent replacement. It turns out he hasn't been.
I had so many people ask me, why wasn't he active on Sunday?
I know.
It's just like,
there's got to be a reason.
I have no idea. I don't know if this is doghouse related. I don't know if this is, you know, maybe it's trying to light a fire under some. I don't know. But that's where we're at. And it's funny, too, because like looking at it this week, your offensive line coming in, the one thing that Cleveland has is a very good defense.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. The last time we were talking about Lamar missing practice with knee soreness, I think the last person you want to go up against with knee soreness if you're a quarterback is Myles Garrett chasing your ass down.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
I mean, Myles Garrett's already had a 5-sack game this
11
season.
Sacks already.
He's had 5 in one game.
I know.
It's just, it's unbelievable. So yeah, this is one of those games where, like, I don't know if people are going to dismiss it because of how the season has gone, you know, like fans, mm-hmm. but I always feel like this is one that people write, oh, come on, well, they're not going to lose to the Browns. Why? Why couldn't that happen?
It could. Anybody.
Yeah. I mean, if you've watched this league, you can lose to anybody. Just look at this past week.
Absolutely.
The Dolphins beating the Bills, the damn Saints beating the Panthers. I'm sorry.
Panthers.
The Panthers. Yeah. Panthers.
Yeah. Let's see. Myles Garrett has 11 sacks. The Ravens have 12.
So we're beating him?
Yeah.
He sucks, man.
Yeah. Isn't that unbelievable?
There hasn't been a pass rush here. Dude, when I just called you dude. I was
like, dude.
Dude, when they came out earlier this year and they're a couple weeks into the season, they're going, our leading pass rusher is Matabike. I mean, he ain't played since week 2. Are you kidding me?
Wow. I didn't even realize. We're tied for dead last.
Yeah.
Dead last.
Who are they tied with?
Jacksonville and San Francisco.
Oof.
The Bengals have one more sack than we do. The Jets have more.
Yeah, but to be fair, I think a lot of teams are just running the football in the Bengals, but that sucks.
That just sucks. Give an example. We have 12. The Broncos have 46.
Yeah, and that's why I say, like, when we ask that question, when will you know which Ravens team you have? Because you're playing a lot of inferior opponents. You're not seeing, along this stretch, you get to see the Packers and Patriots, and you got 2 games against the Steelers, and I don't think they're good.
This is really bad. It's funny, we talk about the pass rush every year, and now it's like really glaring, because somehow they used to remedy this. But now, I mentioned the Broncos are 46. They're the outlier. The next teams after the Steelers have 32, the Seahawks have 32, the Lions have 30. You go to the middle of the pack, like, let's see, the Chiefs, 20, the Texans have 22, the Buccaneers have 26, the Rams have 27. So but those are good numbers. We have 12. We're not even like with the rest of the kids here. It's like we're falling behind the rest of the kids in class.
Is this week 11?
Ugh.
I think this is week 11, isn't it, in the NFL? Yeah. So week 11, you've had your bye. So you're looking at a situation where you're averaging close to one sack a game. Mm. Or a little over one sack a game, I should say. But anyway, all right, we got more NFL to get to. I do want to tell you, stay tuned, 7 o'clock, World of Stupid. We're going to ask the question, was Eddie Murphy a good comedian? I'll explain why we're asking that question, because we all had a big debate. And I can't believe Rob and Ed were wrong on this one, but I'll explain why.
I can't believe Rob's not here to defend this position.
Yeah, it's just, and you agree with him. When did this happen? When did I become? Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.